Moments after 8:30, I am welcoming by phone to our WBEV airwaves the mayor of Mayville, Rob Belk. Mayor Belk, thanks so much for being with me today here on 95.3.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bob.
Whenever I've driven through Mayville, I've just really loved your community. I want to talk about that in just a few moments. But a little bit about Rob Belk. How long have you been mayor? What got you thinking? What made you want to be the mayor of Mayville? And what's the best part of being mayor over in Mayville?
Well, I guess I'll start back in 2016. I became mayor, and then I was the mayor for 6 years. And then I took a term off, and just this last April, I came back. I had a bunch of people in the community weren't happy with how things were transpiring here in Mayville, and I made a commitment to come back for another term, so that's all. I'm back as mayor.
What's the best part of being mayor of Mayville?
For me, the best part is trying to help people. That's always been my desire in life, is to help people do any way I can. That's probably the best part about being mayor.
Are you a lifelong resident?
No, I'm. I grew up by Oakfield, up in Finley County, and I've been here since 2000. I moved to Mayville back in 2018, I believe it was. So I've been here a while.
Okay,
not 18, 2008. Excuse me.
Oh, that sounds great. Again, Rob Belk, the mayor of Mayville, is my guest this morning for the next half hour or so on our Party Line interview. If you're Mayville resident, you have a question about Mayville, we have a talk and text line. Feel free to use it, 920-887-9595. If there's a question you'd like me to pose to the mayor of Mayville, or if there's a comment you maybe like to have a share on the program this morning. You and I were chatting before we went on the air, and we're talking about your returning to the position of mayor in Mayville. There's actually a position that's going to be opening up in your city. Tell us about the departure.
Yeah, our fire chief gave his resignation today, Mr. Marks. He's been the fire chief for over a decade, and it's sad to see him go. He's done a lot of work for our fire department, and I know the guys down there respect him and what he does, and he's going to be sadly missed, but his resignation will be effective on July 10th. In the meantime, the police and fire commission have been notified, and they're going to be starting the search for a new fire chief.
I hate to lose members of leadership, because particularly people who have worked for 10 years, and being a fire chief is such a big responsibility. So sorry to see him go, and bad news to start off our Party Line program, but a lot of nice things. My feeling toward Mayville is you've just got, doesn't sound like a guy thing, but you've got such a cute community. Whenever I drive through on either 2867 or so, you've got, tell me about what you think are the most wonderful aspects of Mayville.
I think, you know, part of the community is, the biggest part of the community is the downtown. I know when I first became mayor, our riverfront has overgrown and had a lot of straggly trees all along the riverfront. So we cleaned that all up. We got rid of all the brush and trees, and now we opened up the river. The Park Pavilion is a great facility to use. The community use it. We're going to have Beer Fest coming up here next weekend, and it'll be packed. And then the little walking bridge over to the Park Pavilion is a great asset. And then just our downtown in general, we've got historic buildings. You know, they're built in the 1800s all the way along Mayville, and we've done a good job, you know, with facade grants and other grant opportunities to fix up our downtown and make it more nostalgic and more attractive for people to come visit. And then we have a couple of museums downtown that enhances our community as well.
That is a lot for a community the size of Mayville.
Yes.
But what's the population these days? It's a few thousand, right?
Yeah, it's 5,200.
So. 5,200, okay. Again, Rob Belk, the mayor of Mayville, is on the phone with me doing our Party Line visit with one of our area communities. I mentioned the highways that come through town. You've got the Rock River. When I was going online and just looking into a few things going on in Mayville this week in preparation to talk to you. I was really impressed by the variety that you folks have business-wise. And I mean that industry-wise, it seems like, restaurants, retail. You've got the river, but you've got a pretty healthy business community, it seems, as well.
Yeah. I mean, our Main Street Mayville has done a good job with our downtown and our Mayville, the Marsh Chamber, because we think of merge with Horicon. So they've done a good job with the business aspects of it, too, you know, trying to get businesses come to town. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Mayville used to be the biggest manufacturing per capita in the world at one time back in the 80s. We used to have 4,000 manufacturing jobs, and we used to have 4,000 people come to town every day to work. Now it's not quite that lucrative, I guess, but we still have 2,500 people every day that come from outside of Mayville to work every day.
As recently as when you said the 80s, you're talking about the 1980s. There were 4,000 manufacturing jobs there.
Yes.
Wow. And speaking of, let me not leave the history part. History goes back. There's a number of things that were invented or first produced in Mayville. Are you familiar with that? Can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, I mean, we started back in 1845 when the May family came to town and they were looking at this iron ore. The problem with the iron that they took it back to Pittsburgh and it was so pure that they didn't know how to smelt it down. So they started their own smelting company here in Mayville, and iron ore was the king at that time. And then they also started up a sawmill, because without a sawmill, you can't have buildings and build structures. So the sawmill was a big portion of it, and that was just located on the Rock River, which is right here in Mayville. And then from there, they had lumber, you know, to dispose of for construction and mining and anything else. And then probably at the, you know, 1910, 1915, you know, through the Great Depression, they had some issues with iron, and then they kind of dissolved, the company dissolved, and we transformed into a big manufacturing town. So.
Speaking with Rob Belt, the mayor of Mayville, I'm a big history buff, Rob, I just wanted to ask for others who care so much about this. Talking about museums in Mayville, one of them dedicated to history, more than one of them, anything for people who would like to follow up on more about the history of Mayville, opportunity over there in your fair community?
Yeah, we have the Mayville Limestone Museum. It's open up typically in the summertime. It's open on Sundays. You can check the website. And then we have the Hollenstein Museum that's open up in the summers as well. That was a carriage shop with wagon wheels. That's what they did there. Then they transformed it into a museum, and they have some other buildings on that property as well.
You mentioned the chamber that Mayville, I guess it sort of shares a chamber. Is that a fair way of saying it? You have a really nice partnership with area communities as well. I mean, with Horicon. Talk to me about how Mayville interacts and works with its local communities.
Well, whenever we find, you know, something, if there's a issue we can work together on, I mean, I'm one of these mayors that willing to listen to anybody and listening to talk to other community leaders and try to see if we can find mutual ground on working together. So yeah, there's some, you know, we've got our street sweeper that we rent out, you know, to other communities in the county, so they don't have to purchase a $300,000 piece of equipment. That doesn't make much sense, but if we can generate a couple extra bucks on revenue and help them out, it's always a worthwhile adventure.
You sound like my father, who was, when I was a kid, he got the local gentlemen together to go in on a lawn spreader that everybody can share. So I've appreciated how people can share things since I was a kid. Again, Rob Belk is the mayor of Mayville. He's joining me on Party Line today. When I was looking at the Mayville's website, the Chamber of Commerce's website, More so than I think anywhere else I've ever said, the word welcoming just seems to be a word that, how does welcoming associate itself with Mayville so well? Talk to me about the people and how you reach out to others.
Yeah, I mean, people of Mayville are great. I mean, they're very community oriented. So if there's anybody or any organization that needs help, they're more than generous to open up their wallets to help out different organizations and people in general. We have a food pantry here in town as well. And I know they're very generous giving to the food pantry. You know, like you said, welcoming, right? I think Mayville is the type of town that welcomes anybody into town. And I'm one that I usually try to get out and about as much as I can and meet different people. And I'm surprised a lot of times at how many different people come just for the weekend from up north and down south just to spend the weekend in Mayville. And it's always great meeting other people with other different ideas and aspects of your town.
We've talked about the Rock River and how beautiful it is going through town. Restaurants, there's the museum that I asked you to highlight about the history of Mayville. But I would guess Horicon Marsh, maybe you folks keep track of such thing. Is that one of the biggest draws to the area?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a draw to the county in general. There's 300,000 visitors on average that come to the Horicon Marsh. And there's 303 different species of birds that come to the marsh every year. And that's a big lure for a lot of bird watchers and hikers. There's a lot of natural trails that go through the marsh. I know I've hiked them periodically. And I've also, you know, just go to the Highway 28 there, the DNR headquarters out there, and they have a big museum out there. And that's quite the spectacular out there with a Morgan Freeman does a whole presentation on Horicon Marsh from when it was created to where it is today, and it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it's about 28 west of Mayville, right?
Yes.
There was something you mentioned in passing. We're going to need to take a break here in just a moment or two. Rob Belk from Mayville and I wanted to maybe chit-chat about the community. And on the other side of a commercial break, we're going to get to some nuts and bolts. We got wastewater treatment in streets and lots going on in Mayville. We'll talk about the hard stuff. But I wanted to, first of all, take the first half hour of Party Line just highlighting Mayville itself. And let me ask you, Mayor, to highlight one other thing you mentioned in passing. What's this beer fest thing you're talking about? Let's make sure our listeners know all about that.
Yeah, so next weekend, Mayville Rotary is hosting an annual beer fest. We're going to have, I can't remember how many different vendors are going to be there. I want to say close to 15 different beer vendors across the state. And it's a great fundraiser for the Rotary. And the Rotary's big in Mayville, and they give a lot of money back to the community on different events and different structures and activities they put in town, like the disc frisbee, the lights going across the footbridge at night that's lit up. I mean, just a lot of great different things they use. The free kayaks in the summer. We have free kayaking and by the Park Pavilion that anybody can use for free. It's a great organization.
Beer Fest, is that an all-weekend-long thing? Is that coming up one day next weekend?
Yeah, just Saturday. It starts on Saturday. You get tickets at online at the Mayville Rotary or at the Mayville Pavilion.
Sounds wonderful. You'll probably have quite an influx of folks. We hope you'll have a great influx of folks on Saturday to join Beer Fest next Saturday in Mayville. On the phone with me is Rob Belk. He is the mayor of Mayville. I need to take a brief break from Party Line. We'll be back on the other side of these commercial words and also an update of your weather. And we'll talk about some of the projects, some of the work being done in Mayville with Mayor Belk as Party Line continues in just 2 minutes. Our guest on Party Line this morning is the mayor of Mayville, Rob Belk. And if you have a question or a comment you'd like me to pose to the mayor, please text it to me right now at 920-887-9595. Back in office, back in the reins there in Mayville now in 2024. Rob, what were some of your proudest accomplishments in 2024? And then we'll look ahead to what you have in store for the upcoming year and beyond. So what were you proudest of in 2024?
There's a lot of stuff, so I'll be honest with you, Bob. There's, I guess the biggest thing I'll start from when I took office in May is that I need to hire a city clerk. I need to hire a deputy clerk. I need to hire a treasurer. I need to hire a city administrator and a utility clerk. I did all that in the first 90 days in office, which, you know, that's a heck of a feat for a company, let alone a city of our size. So I guess I'm proud of that. And then I'm also proud that when we did the budget, we had a brand new administrator and treasurer. So under my guidance, I helped them through this, and we passed a balanced budget with no deficit that happened in the past year. So I'm proud of that, along with making sure everything was out on time. So our tax bills went out before December 1st, and I was proud that we got that all accomplished for our residents.
How's the team operating? It's hard to put so many new people together as a team in such a short period of time. How do you feel going forward with the folks you've got there in the office in Mayville these days?
Yeah, I'm real happy how things are going and how things are transpiring. I mean, it's not easy. There's some growing pains and there's some bumps in the roads with new staff. But overall, I'm happy with how we're progressing forward. So. I think everybody in Mayville should be happy how we're progressing forward.
Yeah, and then the other side, of course, there's a lot of fresh blood, which is always great for a community as well. I know one of the big projects, I always respect at whatever level of government, be it municipal or county or state or federal, when when a particular administration takes on what is a long-term project. And if you're working on a wastewater treatment plant, it's sort of an investment, not only for now, but in the future. Talk to me about progress on improving the wastewater treatment facility in Mayville.
Yeah, our current plant is it's about 42 years old. It was only supposed to last 25, so we pretty much used up the life expectancy, and now we need to do upgrades to the plant. So we're going to be putting a $31 million facility with upgrades to the plant. It's going to happen over 31 months. We're supposed to be breaking ground in April. And MSA Engineering did the design engineering work on it. So we're looking at how we're going to progress with the inspection services portion of that contract. And then C.D. Smith out of Fallack actually was awarded the construction bid.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, this is like the third big project that I've done or had something to do with. The other one was the library and a tag center addition. But this is by far the biggest one with $31 million.
So the library, and that was back during your first term in office a few years back?
Yeah, towards the end of my third term, I got the new library. I put a commission together to look at a site facility where we're going to put the site. And then I also created the building committee itself and how design and what the new library is going to look like. So then I passed it off to the previous mayor, and now it's done. So that's a great addition to the city.
Gotcha. Back to the wastewater treatment facility. Is that going to affect people's water service? Is that going to affect water rates? What can the people of any impact that people in Mayville should expect? Or is this just going to be ongoing for the next 30 months or so?
No. We just passed a sewer rate increase. So on the average user, it's going to be about $14. That's a 60% increase. And we're inspecting another increase next year. We're thinking close to like 30 to 35%. A lot of this is there's some variables because of amount of money we have to put down up front. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to get the the amount of money we're borrowing and the amount of money we're going to put down kind of in line. So it's going to be, we anticipate somewhere 90-95% sewer rate increase over the next year, 2 years. So,
an investment on the part of all the adults in a community that hopefully their children will stay and grow up in. I know another, you and I exchanged some notes before we came on today, Rob, and street work is another. Let me leave it this way. Let me say, as we look to 2025, beyond the improvement of the wastewater treatment facilities, what are the kinds of changes, what are the kinds of improvements should people in Mayville expect?
Yeah, so our streets are, you know, are okay, but we need to do some improvements. But most people don't know this, that all of our streets have to be road rated every 2 years for the state of Wisconsin to get our state funding. And so there's a bunch of our streets that are between a 1 and a 4, and our goal is to replace all of them in the next 2 years at a significant amount of money. So we're going to be doing $900,000 worth of road improvements next year, and the following year we're going to be doing some more improvements to get them roads all to the to like a number 10 rating, and then start doing more maintenance on, you know, what we have currently in place.
Will the road work this coming year affect any major thoroughfares in Mayville?
You know, Bob, we're putting the list together now. One of the bigger roads is going to probably be River Road. That road needs a lot of help. So that one, I believe, is going to be top priority. And then we're going to kind of work our way. A lot of it depends on the money, because when we take out our bids for our asphalting and milling, if we have a project that, you know, is going to be $400,000, we only got $300,000 left. Well, obviously, we can't do that project. So then we have to do some smaller project to make up for it. But the goal is to make sure all of our streets are rated between 1 and 4. We'll be done in the next 2 years.
My guest on Party Line this morning has been the mayor of Mayville, Rob Belk. And Rob, we've talked about some past projects, the library completion, the ongoing work to improve and update the wastewater treatment facility in Mayville. In the last minute or so, any long-term goals that the mayor has in the back of his head? Any goals you might have long-term for the work you're doing there in Mayville?
Well, I guess if I have to make a big, long goal, I guess my big goal was to find a new location for the EMS building. Right now it's on the Rock River behind our main street, and I'd like to take that facility and have development go in there, maybe a storefront with restaurants and high-rise apartment building, and somehow open it up to Main Street. We have, in the summer, we have a block downtown that's closed off, and we call it the Park Square. And we have live entertainment down there every week. So I guess at some point I would like to move that towards that space and open up Main Street a little bit towards the river. I think that would enhance our downtown, and I think that'd be a nice goal, you know, long-term plan goal.
That if the EMS was also moved out of downtown, I'm just surmising here, might also allow for some easier access for them to get out and serve the people as well. Another advantage to that.
Right, right. We service a lot of different communities around Mayville with our EMS service. We have 3 full-time ambulances. All the time, and at this point we're getting another 4th one as well. So they're very busy. Location is always a concern where it is now, and I'd like to have it more centrally located throughout to this part of the county. I think a lot of the emergency services at some point in time are going to have to get consolidated because a lot of these communities can't afford EMS, they can't afford fire. But I think that if we all put our heads together and do more collaboration, I think that at some point we could achieve that by giving all of our residents in the county decent medical services and fire service.
Amen to that. Thank you, Mayor Rob Belk. A pleasure speaking with you today. Stay warm over there in Mayville, and thanks for taking time with us on WBEV's Party Line today.
Well, thank you, Bob, for having me, and I'd like to thank all the residents in the county, and hope you guys stay warm as well. Thank you.
We'll send them over to Beer Fest next Saturday as well, hosted by the Rotary.
I appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Rob Belk, again, mayor of Mayville, this morning on Party Line.